Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 90 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Moorhead Rowan County Recreation Board held its first meeting in the Laughlin Health Building.
The director of Moorhead Tourism says a new attraction could soon be coming.
The MSU Foundation has announced a new scholarship.
A Marshall University student is facing assault charges.
In sports, Moorhead State University's women's golf is excelling in the classroom.
Taking a look at your region's weather tonight, mostly clear, lows near 70 degrees. On Wednesday, sunshine and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 93 degrees. On Wednesday night, a few clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low around 72. On Thursday, mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms, gusty winds and small hail are possible, highs around 88, chance of rain at 50%. And Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then becoming mainly clear overnight.
The Moorhead Rowan County Recreation Board held its first meeting at the Laughlin Health Building on Monday afternoon. The board is tasked with overseeing the joint city council management of community recreation activities at the building and finding new opportunities for recreation throughout the county. Judge Executive Harry Clark thinks one of those new opportunities could be the rehabilitation of Weatherby Gymnasium.
There may be some money out that we've talked about before that we could get to do if it's not a roof replacement. I've heard $100,000, I've heard $500,000, somebody said $1 million. I mean, I'd like to really know what it's really going to cost to repair it. And can it be repaired without being replaced?
Clark believes there may be grant funding opportunities available, providing the cost of addressing the roof issues isn't overly prohibitive. He says that facility could be used to attract outside basketball tournaments, which in turn would bring in more tourism dollars.
The executive director of Moorhead Tourism says there will soon be a new attraction in the county. Joy Brown says the commission has been working with the Rowan County Historical Society to complete the Historical Rowan project for a while now, and things are finally coming together. She made the comments during the last night's city council meeting.
And we have picked out 11 sites in town and out in the county that will feature some talking points. We'll have somebody, you can go up and scan a QR code and they'll talk to you about that spot. We'll have a brochure for people that don't have the QR code availability on their phone, and also we'll have a plaque there.
Brown says the project has been about 2 years in the making, and a familiar voice will be heard at the various sites upon completion.
There's now a vacancy for the executive director with the Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce. Tracy Williams is stepping down from the role after accepting a private sector job. Her final city council meeting was last night, and Mayor Laura White Brown awarded Williams the key to the city at the end of her presentation.
Thank you. I want you to know this community is in my heart, and I will continue to work and do what I can to make it better. So thank you so much.
Williams was with the chamber for 14 years. Her official last day there was Friday.
The Moorhead State University Foundation has announced an estate gift to support a fund for students. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
The Dr. Nelson and Wilma Grody Scholarship Endowment was established in 1991 to fund scholarships for students from the Kentucky community or junior colleges who transfer to MSU. The endowment is an estate gift from MSU's late president, Dr. Nelson Grody, and late former First Lady, Wilma Grody. Qualifications for the scholarship include completing at least 60 credit hours and having a cumulative GPA of at least 2.5 on a 4.0 scale. The scholarship is renewable if students earn a 2.75 GPA for the first 30 credit hours earned at MSU and a 3.0 GPA on the remaining credit hours leading to graduation from MSU. For more information about this endowment or planned gift options, contact MSU's Office of Alumni Relations and Development. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Harlan County miners are trying to recover from the bankruptcy of Black Jewel Coal. The company failed to pay its employees last week. Harlan County Judge Executive Dan Mosley held a meeting for miners and their families on Monday, where attendees were able to meet with the Department of Labor, unemployment officials, and the Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program. Miner Gregory Josels Jr. tells WYMT they are concerned for their employment status and insurance.
It's affected everything I've got. I mean, my bank account's in the negative $2,000 now because of all this, over one person. Just one person has caused every bit of this.
Legal action is being sought to make up for what was lost, and Governor Matt Bevin announced that an investigation has been opened into Black Jewel. Another meeting will be held in Harlan County as well as in Letcher and Perry counties.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has a challenger in his upcoming 2020 re-election campaign. Democrat Amy McGrath announced her candidacy on Twitter, saying she wants to, quote, reset the country's moral compass. McGrath is the retired fighter pilot who narrowly lost to incumbent Andy Barr in last year's 6th District congressional race. She says everything that's wrong in Washington had to start somewhere.
The challenge of today is inside each of us. How do we reconcile our belief in basic human decency with our anger at those who block progress at all costs?
McConnell unveiled his re-election campaign in April, touting his ties to President Trump and the confirmation of 2 conservative Supreme Court justices in 2 years.
Senator Mitch McConnell's campaign is already on the offense against potential Democratic challenger. WKYT reports the McConnell Senate Committee launched Wrong Path McGrath soon after the candidate announced she would seek the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in 2020. The website tries to tie McGrath to 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, calling her a radical left turn for Kentucky. The website, titled WrongPathMcGrath.com, also uses quotes that were frequently mentioned in negative advertisements from McGrath's 2018 loss to Representative Andy Barr in the election for Kentucky's 6th congressional district.
A Marshall University student is facing sexual assault charges for the second time. Joseph Harden was charged with sexual assault in 2016. After entering a Kennedy plea that convicted him of a misdemeanor battery charge, Harden was readmitted into the university. Harden is now facing 4 new counts of sexual assault, and prosecutors want his probation revoked. Marshall has chosen to expel Harden. University President Jeremy Gilbert tells WSAZ that there are no regrets concerning the reinstatement of Harden into the university in 2016.
We certainly feel sorry for Ms. Gonzalez, and certainly would have liked for things to have come out differently than what they did, but you know, we have to go with our process.
Harden had his probation hearing concerning his first case on Tuesday. The hearing will continue on July 26.
Kentucky State Police are investigating the murder of a Cleveland, West Virginia man who was shot in Pike County. Troopers and detectives responded to the scene and found 44-year-old Adrian Smith shot near the flood wall of the city park area in South Williamson. Lonnie Ellis resides in the area where the murder took place. He tells WYMT he is more afraid now that a murder happened just 100 feet from his home than he was when he served in the Vietnam War.
It's dangerous to even walk out your door sometimes because you don't know what's going to happen. But I'm 80 years old and I'm too old to fight.
Police have not made an arrest, but said they expect to charge someone in the next few days.
A former Kentucky police officer has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for sexually abusing 2 minors in the Louisville department's now-defunct youth program. The Courier-Journal reports Kenneth Betts pleaded guilty in state court Monday to third-degree sodomy and admitted to sexually abusing the minors while he worked as a program advisor. His plea marked the end of the second criminal case stemming from sexual abuse in the program. He was sentenced in federal court last week to 16 years in prison for charges including enticement and child pornography. Betts said he exploited 4 minors he met through the program. The sentences will be served at the same time. Betts resigned from the department in 2014 amid an investigation of, quote, improper contact with a female program member.
And taking a look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State University's women's golf continues to excel in the classroom. WMKY's Lucia Hinnenberg has the story.
4 individuals have been named Women's Golf Coaches Association All-American Scholars for the 2018-2019 academic year. More than 1,000 women's collegiate golfers, including 25 from the Ohio Valley Conference, were bestowed the prestigious honor of being named a WGCA All-American Scholar. The distinction carries some of the most stringent selection criteria in all of college athletics, with athletes needing to carry a minimum grade point average of 3.5. Senior Gypsy Hutchinson, redshirt junior Bridget Connolly, and sophomores Sarah Black and Isabella Washka claimed the prestigious honor, giving the Eagles at least 1 All-American Scholar in each of the last 10 seasons. In addition to claiming the Morehead State Team Academic Award with a cumulative team GPA of 3.702, women's golf was one of the 6 Eagle athletic programs to achieve a perfect score in the latest NCAA Academic Progress Rate Report. For WMKY Sports, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell for a third straight day as investors awaited more clues on the Federal Reserve's next monetary policy move. And just 2 minutes before the close, the Dow was down 16.9 at 26,789.24. The NASDAQ bucked the trend, showing a nice gain of just over 0.5% as the NASDAQ was up 43.35 at 8141.73. And the S&P 500, just before the close, had managed a small gain of 3.67 at 2979.62. The Dow Industrials were pressured by 3M shares. 3M was down more than 2% after an analyst downgraded the stock to sector perform from outperform amid worries over the macroeconomic environment and overhang from litigation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to testify in front of the House Financial Services Committee tomorrow. This comes just after a stronger-than-expected jobs report raised questions about the central bank's rate policy. Investors will be looking for clues on whether the Fed will cut rates later this month, as is widely expected, or if the central bank thinks the economy is strong enough to maintain current monetary policy. Traders had priced in a 100% possibility, or I should say 100% probability, of a Fed rate cut in July. According to the CME, expectations for a more aggressive cut were tempered following the stronger-than-expected monthly jobs data that was released last Friday. In corporate news, Netflix shares rose more than 1% after the streaming company said the third season of Stranger Things posted a viewership record. PepsiCo reported better-than-expected earnings, but the stock fell more than 1%. Levi Strauss is scheduled to report quarterly numbers after the bell today, and the corporate earnings season ramps up next week in earnest as major banks like Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo are scheduled to report quarterly results. Investors will anxiously look through the reports for evidence on how corporations are coping with the current economic and trade environment. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.5% at $57.95 a barrel. Gold was down $1 at $1,399 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak, with the Stock 600 index down 0.5%. In Asia, stocks had a bad day as well, with the Shanghai Composite down 0.2% and the Hang Seng down 0.75%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Marathon Petroleum up 31 cents at $54.65, U.S. Bancorp 22 cents at $53.32, Dollar General up 93 cents at $139.51, PPL Energy down 34 cents at $30.69, Valvoline down 7 cents at $20.03, and Delta Airlines was down 42 cents to finish at $58.94. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking another look at the weather tonight. Mostly clear, lows are near 70 degrees. On Wednesday, sunshine and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs around 93 degrees. On Wednesday night, a few clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 72. And on Thursday, mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. Gusty winds and small hail are possible. Highs around 88 degrees, with a chance of rain at 50%.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.